This is 7AD, and the winner of the Volunteer Emergency Service Worker of the Year for 2021 is Mark Lillico, who works at two different fire stations at Burnie and Ridgely. And he's been in service for about, 36 years, Mark, is that right?
Yeah, it would be approaching that.
That's quite a stint, and two fire stations at the one time. So you do different roles, obviously. So Ridgely, and so what are you doing there now?
Okay, so I'm just a firefighter, volunteer firefighter with the Ridgely Brigade.
And you've been the first officer at Burnie for a couple of decades. You're still doing that?
Yes, still the first officer at the Burnie Brigade.
All right. Well, let's go way back. Joined the Fireys in Ridgely in the mid-80s. Why did you join up in the first place?
I guess, personally, my father was involved in a shed fire many, many years ago when I was a very young child. And I guess he was, suffered some significant burns. And I guess my commitment to fire safety was something that I wanted to improve because obviously it was a very, very tiring time for us as a family. Mm. And he had a long way of road to recovery.
Right. And all these years on, you're still doing it?
I do. Yeah, I started as a junior with the Ridgely Brigade and obviously moved through the ranks there. And I probably had 19 years as Brigade Chief at Ridgely.
Yeah.
And during that time, I relocated to Burnie, but I remained on as a dual member. And I joined the Burnie Volunteers, which is a composite brigade, which is incorporated in with the career staff at the Burnie Station. So my focus now is to building up the volunteer ranks within the Burnie Brigade. So it's not about me, it's about the brigade, it's about the people.
Yeah.
And that's the position we want to continue with.
All right. Now, the VESA Awards not only recognise people like yourself who've, given to the community for many years, but it's also a time of the year when we can highlight the need for volunteer people in the emergency services. So let's go to basic training. So if I put my hand up and say, oh, I'd like to be a volunteer firefighter, how do I go about it? What do you need to do first?
Okay. So the first steps is we invite you in. You obviously nominate, preferably through the online services, and our district staff will forward out any nominations or people showing interest to join a brigade. So it doesn't have to be in the local centres. There's a lot of brigades within the state. And from that point, somebody from the brigade will contact the interested member.
Yeah.
To come along and have a look at us. From that point there, we typically allow them to come along for two nights just to make sure and explain to them they understand what our role and our function is within the community, our expectation on how much time this is going to, take up on the potential recruit. And then we also share with them along the way on what the progression is from there. So from that point, we normally, after two nights, we hand out an application form. And from that point there, they fill in the application form, and then it goes away to our administration staff, and they forward it on. So during that time, it is a requirement to have a police check done. So yep. The police check is done. It's verified by the senior management. And if that comes back all clear, that person can then start down their volunteer training program. So we set out a bit of a plan on what they need to do. So they need to go through the basics, and then we work up towards their level one firefighting progress. From there, you can go right through. But typically is to get the basics done, and that allows the volunteer to then ride on the truck.
What's the minimum age requirement?
Okay, so it does vary. So for a junior, you need to be 10 and above. And then obviously during those years from, I think it's 10 to 14, and then 14 to 17, you become a recruit. A cadet, and then you come through the cadet ranks, you can be 17 to join the volunteer ranks under supervision. But typically, if you was a volunteer member that wanted to join, you're fresh from outside, if you're 18 years old, you can apply from that point.
All right. Now, apart from the volunteering, there's also a kinship that you get from these years volunteering in Fire East. So, you know, you'd get to make lifelong friends, I'd imagine, from right around the state.
Absolutely. You know, there's opportunities to travel inter and intrastate. So you get to meet different counterparts, different organisations. It doesn't have to be the Tasmanian Forest Service. It could be the Tasmanian SES. It could be Tas Ambulance, Tas Police. So you are, you know, the interagencies definitely do work well together. Travelling interstate, you get to catch up with other agencies, other fire services, and you get to compare your notes, I guess, which is really good. But it's a great opportunity, a great development. And I guess, you know, for people coming through the volunteer ranks, it could be a career path that they want to take, which has happened on many occasions, you know, with our people that we've had go through the ranks.
And during your 3.5 decades with the Forest, you would have seen a lot of changes in technology. You know, weather forecasting and reporting of data, there would have been an amazing change in your time.
Absolutely. There is a lot of technology now on the appliances. We're able to bring up safety data sheets and all that sort of information, basically, whilst we're en route to an incident. So very handy, very good technology.
What often happens is when there's a significant fire, fires come from all parts of the state. What are the big ones that you've been involved in over the years?
You got me on the spot.
Too many?
I guess locally here in Burnie, you know, from a significant loss, if you want to look at that point. Definitely a couple that come to mind is the adult education fire here in Burnie. That was definitely a significant cost from a loss. The Burnie High School fire.
Yeah.
And I guess probably the Round Hill fires that we've had, the vegetation fires, how, you know, it put properties at risk. And obviously there's been a couple that I've gone away on deployments, but three local ones that come to mind are probably those.
Did you go down to Denali?
No, we were down the west coast on that particular day.
Yeah.
We had some bushfires going down there, so I was based down at Zion on that occasion.
All right. Well, listen, I just thought I'd give you a call and say congratulations. Do you know who actually nominated you?
No, I've got no idea. But, look, I'm very humble for the nomination. And, you know, it's not about me. It's about the team. And, I take this on behalf of everyone. So I do appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you. I can tell you were nominated by Scott and Paulette Clark.
There you go. Thank you. I will catch up.
Good on you, mate. Well done for many years of service, and I'm sure many to come. So you'll get that official presentation, I'd say, in the new year sometime, probably around February. Traditionally, summer's the fire period, so you guys are very busy over summer. So probably, I'd say, around late February, March, and we'll present you with that award. Well done.
Thank you very much. And once again, thanks to the radio station.
Thanks, Mark. Bye.
Bye-bye.